Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about getting ready to sell.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Well, we're turning the corner. We're going into the second quarter of 2018, and I finally got used to writing the 18 on my checks and things. Took me a while. I'm there. And some other people have adjusted to it, too. The weather will help us also with an inspiration to move, getting out in the yard and getting it cleaned up and ready to sell.
Well, it's interesting. If you are anticipating something to be offered for sale, be it a car, whatever, house, apartment complex, make sure that it's doing as well as it possibly can do. Make sure that a buyer is attracted to it by its appearance. It's really difficult to get a buyer to pay a reasonable price for something that's ugly. Bottom line.
And ugly. Now, you may not think your property's ugly. I got to say, especially homes. I go into the house and it has the apple green carpet, and I don't know how to tell them everyone doesn't love apple green, but I get it out because it's my job. And then they tell me, well, we're just going to leave it and let the next person choose their color.
Yeah.
It won't happen. What happens is people come to you through the internet. So those photos will forecast that it's a dated home, really loud and clear, and people will eliminate that home before they walk in. So unfortunately, you're going to have to make the buyer's choice for them on the carpet.
If you can't get them across the threshold, I'd be willing to bet you're not going to be able to sell it at a reasonable price. Bottom line, that's it.
Exactly. So when you're looking at the possibility of selling, you want to do it with foresight, as Bob was mentioning, especially investment properties where it takes getting some subcontractors out there to get the place dialed in for sale. Same thing in residential. If you're into HGTV, which I don't know anyone that hasn't caught on to that craze, you'll see that having it ready, turnkey ready, is pivotal. Millennials, for example, that's age 22 to 35, they want turnkey ready. They do not want to pick out their carpet. They do not want the job of buying a house and then fixing it.
Well, that's an interesting concept. They're missing profit, but unfortunately, if that's the mindset, that's the mindset. And you have to anticipate who your buyer is, and you're playing to the buyer.
It used to be sweat equity had it resonated, especially with first-time buyers. But now it's two incomes. It takes two incomes often to buy even your first home, and you don't have the time. So the way you spend your time, you'd rather pay a little more and have it ready to live in.
I couldn't agree more. And if you're anticipating it's a residential property, make sure that you call Marcia.
Well, that'd be great. I'm at Windermere, Marcia Edwards.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.